Okay, today's daf is Brachos daf Tes. We are holding on daf Ches Amud Beis. Let's pick up again, go back to the two dots, because this is where the Gemara goes back, finally to Halacha, after the Agarita. Don't worry, there is more Agarita coming up. But we go back to the line in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah discusses what is the Sov Zman Kriyashma Shel Arvis. What's the latest time to say Kriyashma Shel Arvis? And we had Machthruwe Machlokas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lozer said, Rasof HaShmura Rishona. The Chacham said until Chatzos, and Rav Gamliel said that you have all night long. So Rav Gamliel Omer, the Mishnah said you have until Amra Shachar. So Amra Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Halachah Rav Gamliel, that we paskin like Rav Gamliel that you have all night long. Tanya Rav Shimon Ben Yochai Omer Pa'amim Shadim Kari Kriyas Shma Shteipam Belaila Achas Kodim Shial Amra Shachar V'Achas Da'Achas Shial Amra Shachar V'Yotzi Ben Yidei Chavaso Achas Shal Yom Achas Shal Laila. That sometimes a person can read Kriyas Shma twice, where it's both technically nighttime, and he's still going to be Yotze, both Kriyas Shma Shel Arvis, as well as Kriyas Shma Shel Shachris, because he's going to read one right before Amud HaShachar, one right after Amud HaShachar. So he's Yotze both Chiyuvim. So says Mar, wait a second. Hagu v'kasha. Amri pam shadim kore Kriyas Shema shtei pam b'layla. Al malach hashial Amud HaShachar laylahu. You're saying that the case is he's reading Kriyas Shema twice at night, so that implies that the moment right after Amud HaShachar is still Laila. V'hadatani yotzei ben yidei chavasa achas shel yom achas shel laila al mayimamuhu. But then you say that he's yotzei Kriyas Shema shel shachar, that he's yotzei Kriyas Shema shel yom. That implies that it's already yom after Amud HaShachar. So which is it? Is it after Amud HaShachar laila or is it yom? Says Marlo, liolam lelehu. Really, it's night. The fact that we call it Yom doesn't mean that it's technically halachically daytime, but it means that you can be Yotze Kriyas Shma Shel Shachris, because Kriyas Shma Shel Shachris doesn't have anything to do with what is halachically daytime. Kriyas Shma Shel Shachris has everything to do with when are people waking up. The Torah doesn't say that you read Kriyas Shema b'yom u'b'layla. It says b'shachcha v'kumecha, when people are going to sleep, when people are waking up. Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Halach K'Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon ben Yochai was the author of this brisa, that you could read the Kriyas Shema twice at night and be yotze both Kriyas Shemas. Says the Gemara, Ika demasni la. Some say that when Rav Acha Bar Chanina says that we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, it was going on a different brisa. It was going on a similar sounding, different brisa, talking about a different time period. The Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer Mishum Rav Akiva. Sometimes a person can read Kriyas Shema twice, both when it's technically daytime. Achas kodem, and now here's important to realize the difference. Hanetzachama ve'achala achar hanetzachama. One right before hanetzachama, one right after hanetzachama. That's the previous brisa was talking about where you're using Amud HaShachar and you're straddling that line. One Kriyas Shema before Amud HaShachar, one after Amud HaShachar. Amud HaShachar is the first rays of light that you have. Hanetzachama is much later. Hanetzachama is when the sun rises. According to our board, Amud HaShachar this morning was 4:28. Hanetzachama was 6 o'clock, so we're talking about a much later time. So you do one right before Hanetzachama, one right after Hanetzachama. That's both during the daytime, v'yotze ben yidei chavasa ach shel yom ach shel laila, and you're still yotze yuchiv of Kriyas Shema, both shel arvis and shel shachris. So it says Mar Hagufa Kasha, Amr Pam Shadim Kor Kriyas Shema Shtei Pam Biyom Alma Kodem Hanetzachama Yomamahu. So we ask the same similar type of kasha. We started off by saying that you're reading Kriyas Shema twice during the daytime. That clearly implies that before Netzacham is considered daytime. Then you tell me that you're even Yotzei Kriyas Shema Shel Laila, which implies that it's nighttime. So which is it? Is it daytime or is it nighttime? When it's right before Hanetzachama. Says Gemara Lo, the Olam Yomamahu. It's definitely daytime. The reason they call it nighttime is because there are some people that are still sleeping at that time. And B'shach b'shachbucha, if you paskin, like Rabbi Gamliel, b'shachbucha doesn't mean when people go to sleep, it means so long as people are still sleeping, and since there are still people sleeping at that point in time, you could, even though it's technically day, you could still be yotzei kriya shema shel arvis. Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Chanina, Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, shom mishum Rabbi Akiva. That's where we say that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Stam Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That's where Rav Acha bar Chanina says in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon over here, like the Rabbi Shimon who says in the name of Rabbi Akiva that you could be yotzei both kriyashmas. Amr Rabbi Zera ubulvad shlo yomar hashkivenu. That's only if you don't say hashkivenu. That not that it's only if you don't say hashkivenu. Meaning if you say hashkivenu, it's not going to ruin your mitzvah's kriyashma. But you can't say hashkivenu if you're reading kriyashma shalaylo when it's technically daytime. One should not say hashkivenu because it's hashkivenu means it's the zman shchiva, that it's the time where people are going to sleep. This is already sov zman shchiva. It's no longer the time people are going to sleep, so one should not say hashkivenu. So a couple of points over here. First of all, Tosfos on the bottom of Chesam and Beis, lo liolam lelehu on the first half when we said no, really right after Amud Hashachar is still night. Says Tosfos Tema im kein lemer rabusa shabam yeshadim kari leachar shi'al Amud Hashachar shnei pamim v'yosib amishum shachas mishum arvis. If it's really nighttime right after Amud Hashachar, why do we say that you yotze the first brisa? Why did the first brisa say that you yotze kriyashma shal shachas kriyashma shal arvis? If you do one right before Amud Hashachar, one right after Amud Hashachar, say better. Say that you yotze both if you do two times kriyashma right after Amud Hashachar. You yotze kriyashma shal arvis because it's still nighttime, and you yotze kriyashma shal shachas because it's zman kima. There are some people that are waking up. So he says, "V'yesh lomar d'achi kamar li olam lelehu b'shar mitzvos to b'din b'yom kama tefillin tzitzis." Now, what we're saying according to this brisa is that it is technically nighttime, but not for kriya shema. That right after Amud Hashachar is nighttime in regards to any other mitzvah that has to be done during the day. It's too early to do those mitzvos, like tefillin, like tzitzis. Right? What do we have? Talos and tefillin was 5 o'clock. It's after Amud Hashachar. So, like tefillin, we'll see that what those manam are dependent on. But like tefillin and tzitzis, it's still considered to be nighttime. Avol gabei kriyashma lo, holvik inchi dekaima b'yishayta lav zman shchivahu. But it's too late for kriyashma shel arvis. Meaning what the Braisa is saying is that even though it's technically laila, it's still not okay to say kriyashma shel arvis, because once people are waking up already, you're already in kriyashma shel shachar's territory. So you have to have one before Amud Hashachar and one after Amud Hashachar. And then Tos points out, "V'haydu nakal lachar shi'al Amud Hashachar lav dafka miyadu datzarich lamtin l'kol apach shir demasnis not shi'akar bin tchilas l'karti." And when we say after Amud Hashachar, it doesn't mean right away after Amud Hashachar. Amud Hashachar is not really the line that we draw, but because we're going to see soon that it has to be at a point where you can tell the difference between tchilas and karti. We'll get to that sugya later. So that's one ha'ara that that Tosos has. Another important Tosos on the top of Tesla Medal, the Olam Yamamahu, going on the second Brysa, where we talk about straddling Hane Tachama, where you yotze both Kriyashma Shal Arvis, Kriyashma Shal Shachris. So we say they're both really daytime, but you could still be yotze Kriyashma Shal Arvis because some people are still sleeping right before Hane Tachama. Vim Tomar Lisni Shtepam Kodem Hane Tachama, Vavir Busat Feda, Filu Kodem Hane Tavizman de Kriyashma Shal Shachris. Very similar to Kasha. Tel says, say better. Say that you're reading both Kriyashmas before Hane Tachama, because it's really daytime, and you could be yotze kriyashma shel arvis because people are still sleeping. You could be yotze kriyashma shel shachris because it's already daytime. So he says, same answer. The Yeshlomer, the Parishna, the High Yamamah, the Inyan Shar Mitzvos. So you have to say that according to this Brisa, disagreeing with the first Brisa, that it's considered daytime before Hane Tachama, but not for kriyashma purposes. For kriyashma, paravalini kriyashma, holvikin shidgani lav zman kimahu. For kriyashma, it's not considered zman kima, and therefore you can't be yotzei. Good. So that's That's Tosfos' answer. Let's see and on the line, Bulvad Shel Yomar Hashkivenu, again, the next Tosfos. So Rashi says that Tosfos quotes from Rashi, Pirish Bekuntro Samilsa Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Dekari Kodem Shalom Ar HaShachar Kai. That when we say, when we have that, we had two brises. One brisa spoke about reading Kriya Shema right before Amar HaShachar, right after Amar HaShachar. Next brisa, right before an Eitzachama, right after an Eitzachama. Then we said, yeah, but don't say Hashkivenu. Which brisa was that going on? So Rashi says, going on even the first brisa, even the brisa that speaks about straddling Amar HaShachar, would say still Kodem She'al Amar HaShachar, would say that the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis should not have Vahashkivenu. Hashkivenu is only when you're going to sleep, not when people are still sleeping. Says Tosfos, V'nira li da'az vadeiz man shchivahu, matzi l'meimar Hashkivenu. Tosfos says, I disagree with Rashi. I think that no, if it's before Amar HaShachar, then you're really right in the, you're in the darkness of night. You're in the it's as night as night can be. So why wouldn't you say Hashkivenu? Also, why would the Gemara place that line over here if it goes even on the first brisa? So he says, "Upir shasar mikutzi dekaya kodem anetz desalik minei." So the Sar Mikutzi says, "No, clearly we're only going on the second brisa where we're talking about where you read the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis right before Hanetz Hachama." Ulekach ka amar delo matzi lemeimar Hashkivenu delav zman shchivu kiven shalak varam urashachar afilu kodem anetz. And that's why we say that it's not zman shchiva, because it's after Amar HaShachar, even though it's before Hanetz Hachama. But once it's after Amar HaShachar, it's not zman shchiva vis-a-vis Hashkivenu. It's only Zman Shchiva vis-a-vis Kriya Shema. Good, Viter in there is a machlokas, by the Rosh and the Ritz Geis, do you skip the entire bracha of Hashkivenu, or you just can't say that first line of Hashkivenu? Because Hashkivenu has to do with Zman Shchiva. The rest of the bracha seems pretty okay, nothing about Zman Shchiva. So that's a machlokas in the Rishon, a machlokas between the Rosh and the Ritz Geis. So Rav Shechter in Be'ikve Atzon, in the second Sefer, in Siman Dalid, suggests that this might be totally on how you view Hashkivenu. If Hashkivenu is, the Gemara says on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses why are we even allowed to say Hashkivenu with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. If you hold that you need Smichas Gula L'Tfila, so Smichas Gula L'Tfila means right after Gal Yisrael, you have to say Shemon Esrei. So the Gemara says, well, why are you allowed to say Hashkivenu? Hashkivenu is in between. So the Gemara says, no, Hashkivenu is Geula Arichta. So what does that mean, Hashkivenu is Geula Arichta? Does that really mean that Hashkivenu thematically is all about Geula? Or does that mean Hashkivenu is enough about Geula not to be a hefsek? It's not really all about Geula, but it's enough about Geula that it's not considered to be a hefsek between Ga'al Yisrael and Shemon Esrei. If it's all about Geula, so then it's pretty critical. Then you should really say Hashkivenu. It's part of the statement of Geula. So you can't say the first line, but at least say the rest of it. So then you would say, okay, skip the first line and say the rest of it. But if you hold that it's not, it's just that it's not a hefsek. You need to say Hashkivenu because for whatever reason they were misakin to say this bracha, but it's not going to be, it's enough about Geula that it's not hefsek. Well, then when you can't say that first line of Hashkivenu, you might as well leave out the whole thing. There's no kuntz in saying it if you're not going to be able to say the whole bracha anyhow. So he suggests that maybe those two machlokasim are totally zebazed. The machlokas, Rosh and Ritzkeis, whether you skip the entire Hashkivenu, and the machlokas, how we understand that line, that Hashkivenu is Gula Arichta, maybe it's really the same machlokas. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. Kiyasa, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, about 5 lines into the page. Kiyasa, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Had, Rabbi Yachab, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Lad Beferishit, Marel, Milchol, Itmar. We just said that Rabbi Yachab, Rabbi Chanina, says in Rabbi Shimon Levi that we paskin like this brisa. He never actually said those words that we paskin like this brisa, that you can straddle this zman and be yotze kriya shma shel shachris and shel arvis, but he implied it through something else. How did he imply it? There was a pair of rabbis that had gotten drunk by the wedding of the son of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So again, remember who the author of the statement is. It was Rabbi Yachab Rabbi Chanina Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So they had gotten drunk at the wedding of the son of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Asul kamed Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Amr kadai Rabbi Shua ben Lusmachalav b'shas adchak. So they had missed the the earlier Zmanim, and now it was very late, and they said, what should we do? Should we say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? It's already, we're holding right before Anetz HaCham, it's already after Amud HaShachar. And he said, yeah, Kedai Rabbi Shimon Lismach Olav B'Shas HaChak. You could be Samech, or Rabbi Shimon Ben Chayashita, that you could be Yotzei Kriya Shema Shel Shachas and Shel Arvis when you straddle Anetz HaCham. He's Kedai Lismach Olav B'Shas HaChak. Good. So then the Gemara Vayter, Maisa Shabbat Banav. So there was a story that the Mishnah told that the children of Rabbi Gamliel also came home very late from a wedding and they had not yet said Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and they wanted to know, is it too late to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? And Rabbi Gamliel told them, this was again the very first Mishnah in the Masechta, we're still on, Rabbi Gamliel told them, as long as it's not yet Amud HaShachar, you still have to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. And he said that the Chacham were just making an extra harchaka when they said until Chatzos. So says Gemara, wait a second. Until this point, they didn't know that their father held the shita that you're allowed to do Amud HaShachar. It's the first mission. Shas, come on. How did they not know that they're and they're Rabbi Gamliel's kids? So says no. Hachi kamile. This is what they were saying. They knew Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. They weren't asking him for his own opinion. Unbelievable. Rabbanan pligi lavech v'yachiv rab malacha karabim odilma rabban kavaseich zvirulu huvad dekamri arkatzos kedei laharcha admin aveira. Their shaila was as follows. We're not allowed to paskin like you because we know that the rabbanan disagree. Agree with you, and we have to pass like the Rabbim against the Yachid, even though you're our father. We have to pass like the Rabbim against the Yachid. So this the post can point out over here that you see that this din of halacha karabim is not something that has exceptions for family members. That you actually have to say that the halacha is like the Rabbim. So we have to pass like the Chacham because you're a das Yachid. So should we just follow the Rabbim and say it's too late, we missed it? Or maybe even the Chachamim would really tell us that it's still the Zman of Kriya Shema. They just were machmir to try to get it done by Chatzos so that you don't forget, so that you don't miss it. Like we had on Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara explained that Miman of Shech, the Gemara had asked, well, if the Chachamim holds Zman Shechiva means when people are going to sleep, they should have said like Rabbi Lezer, you only have a Shmur Rishona. If they hold so long as people are sleeping, they should have said like Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara said, yeah, they hold like Rabbi Gamliel, that you really have all night long. It's just that they want a laharchik min avera. So Amar Luhu, so Rabban Gamliel answered them exactly that. Rabbanan kavasi svira luhu, v'chev natem, the Rabbanan really hold like me, and therefore you do have to recreate Shema. V'ayid kamri al-chatzos, k'day laharchad min avera. When they say al-chatzos, it's just to keep you away from doing the avera of missing out on Kriya Shema entirely. V'lo zubul vado amru ella v'chule. Then Rabban Gamliel added, apparently, it sounds from the Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel still speaking, and he adds, not only this, this isn't the only place where the Rabbanan tell you to al-chatzos just because they're afraid you're going to miss it. But Hector Chalav Mevarim, all the times that the Rabbanan say until Chatzos, they really mean that it's Mitzvasan Ashiyal Amud HaShachar, and they're just worried that you're gonna miss out. So Hector Chalav Mevarim and those that are Nechalim Liom Echad are Mitzvasan Ashiyal Amud HaShachar for real. So says the Gemara, Rabban Gamliel Mikamar Chatzos Tikatani Vlozu Bavad Amru. Wait a second, Rabban Gamliel himself said that you do have all night long. So why is Rabban Gamliel saying that Kriya Shema is just an example of something that that we say Chatzos as a lechatchila to keep you away from doing an avera, and Gamliel doesn't hold of Chatzos by Kriya Shema. So Pasha Pshat, the Gemara says, no, Hachi, Kamilu Ram Gamliel, the Bnei. Ram Gamliel is telling his children as follows: Afilu Rabbanan, the Kamri Ad Chatzos. Even the Rabbanan who disagree with me and say until Chatzos, Mitzvah Se'at She'al Amar Hashachar. They really agree that that technically Midar Raisa you have until HaShachar, and they only say till Chatzos to keep you away from doing the Avera of missing out entirely. Hector Chalav Mevarim, so the Mishnah gave the example of what else do we have until Chatzos, but really you have all night long, it's just Chatzos is to be marked from Avera, is Hector Chalav Mevarim. The Gemara says, wait a second, I have another example that you skipped. Vilu Achilas Pesachim Lo Katani. Why doesn't it mention Achilas Karban Pesach? Shouldn't Achilas Karban Pesach be on the list of something that technically is all night long, but the Rabbanan say only until Chatzos, kedei laharchik min avera, or a mini Kriya Shema Arvis v'halal b'leilei Pesachim ve'achilas Pesach mitzvos not she'el amud hashachar. So we count achilas Pesach on the list as something that's really mitzvosan ad she'el amud hashachar. Says Gemara, Am Rav Yosef lo kasha harab lozer ben Azaria har Rabbi Akiva. No, that's a machlokas Rabbi Lozer ben Azaria and Rabbi Akiva. When actually is the sof zman achilas karban Pesach? The Tanya, the Brisa says as follows: v'achlas abasar b'leilei hazeh. Pasuk says you're supposed to eat the basar of the Pesach on this this night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Yomer Nemer Kan Belayla Zev Nemer Lalan Vavarti Beretz Mitzrayim Belayla Zev. So it says by Achilles from Pesach it's Belayla Zev, and it says by Makas Becharos that it happened Belayla Zev. So we link those two. Malalan Ad Chatzos Afkan Ad Chatzos. So just like Makas Becharos is at Chatzos, so too, it was the Achilles Karm Pesach is only until Chatzos. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion. Amar le Rabbi Akiva, v'alok far nemar b'chipazon, ad shas chipazon. No, but you're supposed to eat the Karm Pesach b'chipazon, which implies the entire time that we're still being rushed out of Mitzrayim is the Zman of Achilles Karm Pesach. Im kein, or up until the time where we're being rushed out of Mitzrayim, which is in the morning, so you have all night. Im kein matam alomar b'layla, so why does it say b'layla? Yachol ye nechol kekachim b'yom, I might think that you could eat it like kachim even during the daytime. By kachim, you shech to karmen during the day, you could start eating it right away. You don't have to wait till nighttime. You could eat it for that day and that night, if depending on what kind of kachim that you're dealing with, or for 2 days and a night. Tamalomar b'layla, that's why it says b'layla. B'layla hu nechol v'lo b'yom, that it can only be eaten at night, it cannot be eaten during the daytime. That's what Belilah is telling me. Not that you only have until midnight. No, it's telling me that the only zman that you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach is when it's technically nighttime. But how long during the night? Says Rabbi Akiva, the whole night long, until Shas Chipazon. So says Gemara, Bisham l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah d'Islay Gezeira Shava Itzrich L'Michtav Le'Hazeh. I understand very well that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who relies on the Gezeira Shava to tell me that we link Makas Becharos to Karban Pesach, I understand why the Torah has to say the word Hazeh, because that's the only way we can really link those two parshios. Because the word Belayla maybe isn't enough, but Belayla Hazeh is a unique phrase that appears by Karban Pesach and appears by Makas Becharos. So I understand why the Torah has to say Hazeh, to tell me that it's Dafka Chatzos. Ale Rabbi Kiva, Hai Hazeh Mayavadle. But according to Rabbi Kiva, I understand you need the word Belayla to tell me not to eat the Karban Pesach during the day. But why do you need Hazeh? Belayla Hazeh. So it says, Mute Laila Acher Hudasa. It comes to tell me that you can't eat it on the following night. Why would I think you're allowed to eat it on the following night? For the following reason. That since Pesach is an example of Kachim Kalim, just like Karban Shlomim is Kachim Kalim. And what's the Zman? What's the typical amount of time you're allowed to eat Kachim Kalim? Mashlam Nechal Mishrei Yam V'Laylech Arav Pesach Nechal Shtei Leilos B'makom Beiz Yamim V'yei Nechal Beiz Leilos V'yom Echad. Kachim Kalim typically can be eaten for 2 days and one night. Elamai, we already said Belayla that Pesach you can't start to eat Pesach until nighttime. So you can't start at the daytime. So I might think, yeah, but it should still follow Kachim Kalim rules where you have three onos that you're allowed to eat it, three time periods that you're allowed to eat it in. And therefore it should be that you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, the starting and the night of the first night of Pesach, then the first day, plus the second night. I might have thought you have Shtei Leilos V'yom Echad, just like the Shlamim has Shtei Yamim V'layla Echad. So Kamash Malan, B'layla Hazeh. B'layla Hazeh, Unechal Vein Unechal B'layla Acher. That can only be eaten on the first night of Pesach, and that's it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, where's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah going to learn that from? Milos Asiru Ad Boker Nafka. He learns that from Los Asiru Ad Boker, from the fact that you can't leave it over until the morning. Rabbi Akiva would say, no. Ime Hasam Hava Amina my Boker, Boker Sheni. From that pasuk alone, I would have thought, yeah, you're not allowed to leave it over till the morning. Not the first morning of Pesach, second morning of Pesach, after you've already eaten it for two nights and a day. That's what the pasuk means. Rabbi Elazar Amalach called Boker Boker Rishonu. And Rabbi Elazar will tell you, no. The word Boker always means Boker Rishon. It always means the first Boker, not the second Boker. Lasun Menuad Boker means the immediate Boker that's coming up. Frek Taisus Akasher. Elazar ben Azariah Yomer Nemer Kan B'Layla Azeh. Ask Tosos, Vim Tomar. Ve'heichi Matzi L'meimer of Elazar ben Azariah Ad Chatzos. V'aksiv L'Sun Menu Ad Boker. D'mash Ma Ad Boker Mi'a Matzi L'Achlu. The Pasuk says that you're not allowed to leave over Karban Pesach until the morning. What does that tell you? That you're allowed, Pashtos, the Isser of Nosar begins as soon as the Zman Achila is over. Because why should there be any time in between? I mean, the Isser of Nosar is don't leave it over past the Zman Achila. Isn't that what the Isser of Nosar always means in the Torah? Don't leave it over past the Zman Achila. So it's clear in the Torah that when does the Isser of Nosar kick in? If you left it over till the morning. So how could Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say that the Sof Zman Achila is Chatzos, Midoraisa? That the Sof Zman Achila is Chatzos if the Isser of Nosar definitely doesn't kick in until the next morning? That's Tosfos Kasha. So all of the Tosfos gives an answer. I don't want to get into Tosfos's answer right now, but all of the Achronim, Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, I think in the name of his grandfather, that perhaps you can suggest that according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, it's asitit the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, but it only becomes noser until the morning, based on the Gezeiros HaKasuv of Losi. He says, before we answer the question, though, just to add a little more detail. The Gemara Mesach Pesachim and Daf Kuf Chaf says that the Pesach HaChatzos is Metame HaSeyadayim, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That once you hit Chatzos, if you touch the Korban Pesach, it's Metame your hands, Midrabanan, because you're past the Zman Achila. So it's Metame HaSeyadayim. So the Tosus over there, so the Gemara over there says, Alma Michatzos Havale Nosar. So that implies that at Chatzos it's already got to be Nosar. Mantanam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now it must be that that's assuming like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Rashbam writes, Did Nafka le Mikra da Chilas Pesach al Chatzos, Michatzos Havi Nosar, Vaidukhsu Losim Menuad Boker, Lestrefa Asa, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would hold that it's already Nosar al Chatzos. I, the Pasuk says, Losim Menuad Boker, that it only becomes Nosar in the morning. That's all about when there's a mitzvah to burn it. That it's not a bar sreifa until the morning, but it's already nosar at nighttime. So at chatzos you're ready chal the din nosar. So according to Tosos, that there's no so Rashbam makes good sense. According to that Rashbam, problem solved. We dealt with the pasuk. How does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold until chatzos? Chatzos when it becomes nosar. What do you do with the pasuk l'asim menu ad boker? That's when the mitzvah sreifa. Tosos clearly doesn't assume that way, though. Tosos clearly assumes that the whole din of Nosar only begins in the morning. So what's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah going to do according to Shita Satosos? So says Rav Soloveitchik as follows. That which we say, the Pesach Zeinu Nechal al Chatzos, is not a din in the Korban Pesach. It's not a din in Dine Korban Shabo. Meaning, Korban Pesach is Tzvei Dinim. There are two dinim in Korban Pesach. There's a din of Korban Pesach that it's a Korban like any other Korban. And then there's a din of Korban Pesach that you have a din of the night of the Seder eating together with matzah and maror the mitzvah salayla of Korban Pesach, of that unique element of mitzvah sapesach. The din chatzos is a din in the mitzvah of achilas pesach that we learn from va'achlas abasar b'layla azeh, that there's man kiyum mitzvah achilas pesach ad chatzos. The din of nosar ad boker has to do with every karban. That's a din in the karban Shabbos. It's a din in the fact that it's any type of karban. The raya is from the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Chaf, where the Gemara says, "Achol matzah b'zman hazeh achar chatzos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lo yotzi dei chavasel mishum diskush l'pesach." That if you eat matzah after chatzos, you're not yotze according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why? Why should you not be yotze according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? If you say that the din chatzos according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is a din in korban and has nothing to do with the unique mitzvah of Pesach, it's just a din in korban in general. So then, why would you not be yotze matzah after chatzos? Matzah is not a korban. So no, it must be that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that the din of chatzos is not a din in korban; it's a din in Pesach, and Pesach has everything to do with matzah, and that's why matzah can't even be eaten until chatzos. So that's so he said. The way to phrase it is that there are two dinei achila. There's mitzvah achilas Pesach from va'achlas abasar b'layla zeh, and then there's a mitzvah achila of achilas kachim kalim like every other kachim kalim. And that mitzvah is learned from v'achaltu from Hashem Elokecha ma'aser d'gancha v'chorus b'karcha, etc. That kachim kalim are have a mitzvah all night long. So that makes Shitas Tosfos make sense now. That Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that even though you don't need Korban Pesach after Chatzos, but the Chalos Sheim Nosar only comes in the morning, because Chalos Sheim Nosar has to do with Korban, has nothing to do with Pesach. And that's how Tosfos will explain the Sugyim Pesachim Kuf Chafim Beis as well. That Pesach La Chatzos Mitame Yadayim, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because once the Zman Achilas Pesach is over, there goes a Tumas Yadayim, even though it's not yet Nosar. It's not really no sir, it's just that it's metame as hayadayim. It would turn out so let's leave that discussion there. Says the Gemara Vayter. Well, actually, one more point. All the Achronim also discuss over here the famous eights of the Avnei Nezer. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they only have until Chatzos. So what do we do now, Zeichel Pesach? We do the Afikoman Zeichel Pesach. So the Shulchan Aruch says that's why you're supposed to finish your Afikoman by Chatzos on the night of the Seder. So what do you do if you're running late? All the kids have to go through all the gematrias that they learned in school and everything. And by the time you get to Karpas took an hour and a half. So by the time you get to Chatzos, you're nowhere near. the Afikom. So it says you have an inezer, you can make it Tanai. You should eat a kazayis and matzah right before chatzos and say it Tanai. Now what's the din? Why can't you eat after the Afikom? Because you have to have a little bit of time of the Afikom on your mouth. When? For the rest of your life, you have to have time Afikom in your mouth? No, obviously only until the Sov Zman. So you can make the following tonight. If we pass on like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that the Sov Zman is Chatzos, I'm eating my Afikom now, and at Chatzos I'll still have the time Matzah in my mouth, and then after Chatzos it's already over. I can already start eating other things because I got to the Sov Zman, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And if we hold like Rabbi Akiva that the Zman is really all night, so then I don't intend to be Yotzei my Mitzvah of Afikom right now when I eat the Kazai of matzah, I'll be also made a mitzvah of afikomen later on in the night. That's the tenai of the Avnei Nezer. So this is something that all the achronim discuss. Is that a viable way to fulfill the mitzvah or not? So there are two approaches that achronim take to dealing with this Avnei Nezer. First approach is that maybe his assumption is incorrect. Maybe the fact that you're not allowed to eat after the afikomen has nothing to do with having the tam on your mouth at the sov zman, whenever that sov zman is. He made that was an assumption that he made, that was the leap that he made, that the tam matzah bepiv has to be dafka at the sov zman, and that's why you're not allowed to eat after the afikomen. Maybe that assumption is incorrect. Rav Salvage goes through all of the rishonim carefully to see whether they would agree with that assumption. The Balamar, the Ramban, the Rambam. We don't have time for it right now. Maybe we'll make the Monday night shir, the Tuesday night shir about this or something. Right. The other way to approach this Avnei Nezer is Rav Eliashiv approaches. Rav Eliashiv says, "Well, wait a second. Are you allowed to make it tonight by mitzvahs in general? When you do a mitzvah shrichs kavana, right? You need to go into a mitzvah and intend to do the mitzvah. Can you half-heartedly, literally, do the mitzvah in such a half-hearted way where maybe this is a mitzvah, maybe it's not? I'm intending to." I'm intending to do it if it is a mitzvah, and I'm intending dafka not to do it if it's not a mitzvah, not to be mekayim a mitzvah. Can you even make it tonight when it comes to mitzvahs? It's also a major discussion in Achronim. Okay, you can't learn this Gemara without mentioning that Avnei Nezer. A lot of people are samech on it. I think Rav Pam writes in one of his svarim that you have to be samech, that he holds that you could be samech on this Avnei Nezer, not because it's so halachically compelling, but because a woman spends the whole time preparing for Pesach and all the work she puts in and everything, and she prepared a whole Suda for that night. And then what are you going to do? You're going to go and you're going to say, oh, we got to rush, we got to eat the other, and you're going to rush through the whole Suda. No one's going to eat anything that she prepared. She worked so hard, and now she's so disappointed. No one ate anything. So he said, you have to have a little bit of l'chavero. So kedai hu, the Avnei Nezer, to be so mechalav, to be nice to your wife, to at least give her the proper derech eretz to eat the Suda in a proper way. That's what Rav Pam writes. Okay, or they write b'shem Rav Pam. So says Gemara Vayter now. We are holding, about 10, 12 lines from the end of the page. V'hani tanoi kani tanoi. This machlokes tanoi matches the following machlokes tanoi. D'tani me b'raisa sham tizbech as a Pesach. Be'erev v'vah shemesh moi tzeis chomi Mitzrayim. That you shech karm Pesach k'vo ha-shemesh at the time you leave Mitzrayim. L'blaz romer be'erev at ha-zoveach u'k'vo ha-shemesh at ha-ochel u'moi tzeis chomi Mitzrayim at ha-sorv. The Pesach is identifying three different time periods. In the evening you shecht it. Kavo Hashemesh, you eat it, meaning when the sun sets, you eat it. Moed Seischem in Mitzrayim, the next morning, the time that we left Mitzrayim, is when you have to burn it, because it's already too late. Rabbi Shomer, Be'ervat HaZoveach, now you shech it in the evening before nightfall. Kavo Hashemesh HaTa'ochel, you eat it when the sun sets. Va'ad Masay HaTa'ochel V'holech, how long can you still eat it for? Ad Moed Seischem in Mitzrayim, until morning time. That's obviously something like Rabbi Akiva, that you can eat it all night. Am Rabbi Abba, Kol Modim Kshnigul Yisrael Mitzrayim, Lo Nigul El Be'erv. Everyone agrees that the Gula began in the night. Shenemar Otziach Hashem Elkecha Mitzrayim Laila. Ukshiyatzu Layatzu El Beyom. But the actual leaving, when we set foot out of Egypt, that was only during the daytime. Shenemar Machmas Pesach Yatzu Bnei Yisrael Biad Ramah. Because they were throwing us out at night, but we didn't leave yet. We said, we're waiting till the morning. And then morning time, we walked out. Alma Nechluku. And everyone agrees to that. So what's the Machlokes? Al Shas Chipazon. What does Shas Chipazon mean? Rabbi Lozman is arguing, Sever Mai Chipazon Chipazon to Mitzrayim. Chipazon means when the Mitzrayim were rushing us. When the Mitzvah was saying, get out, get out, get out, that's Shas Chipazon. That's the middle of the night. Rabbi Kiva saw from my Chipazon, Chipazon to Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Chipazon is when we were rushing out. The Mitzvah were trying to rush us out at night. We're like, no, we're going to stay for a little longer. Chipazon is in the morning. We had to move 3 million people out very quickly in the morning. Tanya Nam Yachi, Yatzach, Hashem, El Kachamim, Mitzrayim, Laila, V'chib, Laila. Did we leave at night? We left in the daytime. That the gula began at night because gula is defined as them kicking us out, but we actually only left during the daytime. Two dots at the bottom. So once we're talking about the gula from Mitzrayim, so part of that process was Hashem telling Moshe that you have to tell the people to ask for money on their way out. Na means I'm asking you to ask nicely. That I'm telling you, please ask the Jews to ask the Egyptians to borrow clay kesef clay zav. Shalo yoma, and the reason why Hashem is makbid about this, even though the Jewish people don't really care to take the money, shalo yoma also tzaddik va'avod. Because I don't want Avram Avinu to have tainas. I told Avram Avinu that his children are going to be slaves and they're going to be persecuted in Mitzrayim. I don't want him to have a taina that I fulfilled, but I didn't fulfill. So all the Achronim asked the Kasha, because of Avram Avinu's taina, what about the fact that Chosom Hashal Kodesh Baruch Hu MS, and then if Hashem promises something, he's got to keep it. Why is it only the taina of Avram Avinu? So I saw once, I remember where I saw it, maybe Aksava Kabbalah. I don't remember. One of them, Farshman Chumash, says, no, the Vav in Chumash could mean two things. Vav in the Hebrew language. It could mean and, or it could mean or. So technically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that they're gonna go out, I'm going to be goel them, and V'achre Kein Yetzu B'Ruchosh Gadol, they're also going to have Ruchosh Gadol. It could have been or B'Ruchosh Gadol. Right? It didn't have to mean and. The tain is going to be, though, that you also use the Vav when you describe the slavery. V'avadim V'inu Osam. V'inu Osam, that and that Vav meant and, because that Vav happened both, that we had slavery and we were persecuted. So that's going to be the time of Avram Avinu. Not that what you said was Sheker. No, it's true that Vav meant and, this Vav means or, but Avram Avinu is going to have a title. Why did that Vav mean and this Vav only means or? So that's the time of Avram Avinu. So that's what he says, so go take the money. So Klal Yisrael said, we don't care about the money, we just want out. Like a person who's in jail, we'll let you out tomorrow and he'll give you a lot of money. No, just get me out today, I don't ask for anything. Just say, I want out. So they had to be told, no, you have to go ask for money to satisfy this promise. That they were forced to lend them something. So some say it means the Egyptians had to be forced to lend them all this stuff, and some say, no, the Jewish people had to be forced to borrow all of it. That they're dividing up all of their wealth. And the reason that the one that says it's Balkarchum Yisrael, why wouldn't the Jewish people want it? Because you're going on a long trip. Who wants to schlep all this on a long trip? But they had to take it because they had to keep that promise. And they emptied out Mitzrayim. They made it like a silo that has no grain. They made it like the depths without any fish, meaning they completely emptied out Mitzrayim. So the Kasha of the Achronim ask is, how was there Biza Sayam? If they emptied out all the Mitzrayim on the way out, how was there any Biza on the Yam? So it could be they emptied out Mitzrayim in the local neighborhoods where they were, but there were still other neighborhoods of Mitzrayim that they didn't get to. You have to say something like that. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, what does this name of Hashem symbolize? Eki Asher Eki. I'm not pronouncing it because the Shulchan Aruch in Yerdei Asim Reish Ayin Vav Siv Tes identifies this as one of the Zayin Shemos of Hashem that Pashtus you're not allowed to pronounce. So he was, you're certainly not allowed to throw out. It has Kedushas Shem Hashem. So, but this name symbolizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu, I guarantee to Klal Yisrael that just like I was with you in this shibud, I'm going to be with you in other shibudim in the future. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, you sure you want to remind them that there are going to be future shibudim right now? Now's the time to celebrate. Let's get out. Let's be happy. Why do we have to tell them, yeah, and you should see what the future of Jewish history holds, all the tzaras that it's going to be. You're right. Go tell them that I'm with them now. You don't have to tell them about the future shibudim. Once we mention double the shonos. So we say Aneni Hashem Aneni. Elio Anavi says to Hashem, answer me, but he says it twice. Why does he have to say it twice? Melami Shomer Elio Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Aneni Shteir Reish Min Hashemayim V'Tochel Kol Hashalom Mizbeach. That you should answer me that a fire should come out from Shemayim and consume everything that's on this Mizbeach. That's one Aneni. V'Aneni against the Nevi'ei Abal to prove the Nevi'ei Abal wrong. V'Aneni Shetasiach Daitem Kadosh Lo Yomer Ma'isak Shafim Heim Shemer V'Atasikosa Hasibosa Es Liba Machoranis. And you should also answer me that they should take the message, that they shouldn't say, ah, oh, it's just Kisha, if it's nothing serious, that they should see that such a miracle happens, and it should be impactful for them, it should be meaningful for them. There's an important Maratz Chayis over here, but we're not going to have time for it. So let's see, Vaiter, says the Mishnah, when is these Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? We already discussed Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, so what's the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? The Tchilas Zman Kriya Shema, Mishiyakar Ben Tchilas Eleven. As soon as you can tell the difference between Tchilas and white. Rabbi Lazar Omer bein tchelas lakarti. No, between the tchelas color and green. And that's the tchelas man. When's the sovs man? Ad the netzachama. Only until the netzachama. Then we'd really be in trouble. If we pass in that way, they only have until the netzachama. So people complain about the 8:30 Shabbos davening. Can you imagine what time we have to start davening Shabbos? Okay, Rabbi Shua Omer ad shalosh. There are some people that have never seen hanetzachama. So Rabbi Shua Omer ad shalosh shalos. Rabbi Shua says until 3 hours into the day. That you have until to say Kriya Shema Shekein Derech Melachim Lamed B'Sholosh Shos, because that's when the Bnei Melachim wake up 3 hours into the day. That was what David HaMelech was saying, that Kinwenei Ashmuros, that I wake up two Mishmaros before that. Hakorim Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hivsid Kodim Hakor B'Torah. And if you say Kriya Shema afterwards, then you didn't lose out. It's like anyone else reading from the Torah. You're reading Pesukim. It's a big kasha why the Mishnah says, of course you don't lose out. It's for you reading Pesukim. There must be some Kiyum in Kriya Shema. We once discussed that Kriya Shema has a double Kiyum. There's a kiyum of Kriya Shema and a kiyum of Talmud Torah within Kriya Shema. So the Talmud Torah element of Kriya Shema is part of a din in Kriya Shema. So it says in Gemara, "Ma'ibin Tchilas Lavan." What does it mean between Tchilas and Lavan? Ilem ben Gvavadamer Chivra leGvavadamer deTchilta. If it means between one bunch of wool that's white and another bunch of wool that's blue, Habaleilanam Mediyadi. You can see that in the middle of the night. That's such a stark contrast. Elabin Tchilas Shabba leLavan Shabba. It means one thing of wool that's partially blue, partially white, and you can tell apart the different parts of it. A good way to know when this happens is when you can tell the difference between a wolf and a dog. You can tell the difference between a donkey and a wild donkey. As soon as you can see your friend from 4 miles away and recognize him. We pass him like Acherim. Now when it comes to Tefillin, we pass him like Acherim. That's the Zman of Tefillin when you can see your friend from 4 miles away. When it comes to Kriya Shema, like the Vasikin. So what are the Vasikin? Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Vasikin or Yugomer Nosai Im HaNetzachama. The Vasikin would dafka say Kriya Shema, where they would finish Kriya Shema right at Netzachama, and then they would go right into davening. Tanya Nam Yachi, Vasikin or Yugomer Nosai Im HaNetzachama, Kadei Sheyismach, Gula L'Tfila, V'Nimtzis Mispal B'Yom. That way they would do Smich Skula L'Tfila, they would daven at HaNetzachama, and it would be perfect! Amr Abizera Mikra, Yeruucha im Shemesh, Lufne Yereach Dor Dorin. That the Pasuk tells us, Yeruucha im Shemesh, that right as the sun is coming out, that's im Anetzachama, that's when you should daven. Heyed Rabbi Yossi ben Eliyahu Mishum Kala Kadisha de Bishlaim, Kala Samakulu Tfila, Eno Niza Kala Yom Kulo. Anyone who's Samakulu Tfila doesn't get damaged the entire day long that he's Samakulu Tfila. I'm Rabbi Zera, Eni, is that really true? Vanasam Chivi Itzaki. It happened to me once, I was Samakulu Tfila, and I did get damaged. I'm Leib, Mayis Kasta, the Amtias Asala Be Malka, Hasanamim Bailach Lamea Vigra, Lemechse Api Malka. What was the big damage that you had? That you had to go pay something to the Melech? Anyway, you have to go see the Melech. You have a halachic requirement. It's always better to go see the melech anyway. It has nothing to do with punishment. Dam Rabbi Yochanan lo yishtadlam loritz lukros malchei Yisrael lo lukros malchei Yisrael b'vada lafi lukros malchei Akum. There's a kunz. There's a mile in dafka going to see a melech, even a guy. Shem yiske yafkin b'malchei Yisrael malchei Akum. Why dafka even a goyish king? Because if you're zocha, one day you'll be able to see the difference between a melech Yisrael and a melech Akum. Amle Rabbi Lo lu'ula ki ayalas lasim shal b'shlamad Rabbi Brona. Achi b'maymin kol achabura da'adam gadolhu v'sameach b'mitzvahs, that you should, where he says, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, make sure you go find Rabbi Brona, my brother, amongst the chabura, because he's an adam gadol, and you know what makes an adam gadol? He's sameach b'mitzvahs. He's happy for mitzvahs. What's an example? Zimna chada samach gula l'tfila v'lopasach chucham ipume kule yoma. That one day he was samach gula l'tfila and he didn't stop smiling the entire day because he was zochah to be samach gula l'tfila. They say, and I think in the Rav Shlomo Zalman biography, it says that one of his talmidim would have had this huge smile on his face. And this is when you see even Sichas Chulin Shal Talmid Chametz Shri Chalim, Rav Shlomo Zalman turns to him and he says, "Ah, were you samach gula l'tfila this morning?" That he immediately associated with the Gemara that he had such a smile on his face. But it passes over here, it doesn't just mean smich gula l'tfila, it means im ha-netzachama. It means that he got it right there at ha-netzachama. Okay, we'll have to stop there because we're out of time. Mitzvah tomorrow we'll pick up from Hechi Matzi Samech. Oh boy, we've got to work it out for us.